Näin on aika helmikuun Talent Talks-ohjelman ja meillä on vieraana tällä kertaa Soheib Khan. Ja hän on ollut 20 vuotta täällä Kuopiossa ja Suomessa. So, today we have pleasure of speaking with Soheib Khan. Welcome to Talent Talks Radio.
Thank you
Radio
very much
program.
For inviting and this opportunity to talk to your audience. Thank you.
So you have been in Kuopio for the past 20 years. You began your journey in Finland student in the English language master program in public health at the University of Kuopio. Yeah. And now you work in University of Eastern Finland. Soheib, what made you decide to come Finland, in especially to Kuopio?
Finland and Kuopio specifically was an accidental choice. Because especially 20 years ago, nobody in my part of the world knew anything about Finland. They knew Sweden, they knew Russia, but Finland was kind of unknown. And it was 2003 when I was applying for studying this subject, public health, and America was difficult for visa for Pakistanis after 9/11 situation, and then England, the fees were too high. So internet was new at that time in my country, 2003. So every evening after work, I was going to Google and putting in Masters of Science in Public Health. And every day I was adding new name of a European country. And in Germany, it was German language, France, French language, or somewhere fees were high. And then one day somehow I put Finland and the very first result was University of Kuopio, free of charge. And then the pictures of Finland were amazing, lots of beautiful sun shining on the snow, people with big smiles, no hint or indication of dark nights or anything like that. Everything felt like an adventure for a 23-year-old Soheib. And I was like, this is good. This seems like something where I will have an interesting life. So that was more of an accidental bumping into this name Finland, a mysterious land for me at that time. So that's how I ended up in this little beautiful Kuopio.
Yes, you're from Pakistan, little village, and now you live in Kuopio, 20 years. What was the first thought about Kuopio when you arrived here?
Actually, based on the little introduction of Europe or Western world in general in rural areas of Pakistan, the television and movies are the only source of information. So I was expecting skyscrapers, very shiny, tall buildings and very extra heavy-duty Western life. And then when I reached to Kuopio, it immediately hit me that it is a small town. And actually, it was coincidentally similar population size to the village that I left in my Pakistan. So I joked with my mom that I went from one village in Pakistan to another village on the other side of the world. So that was like a big shock to me that I'm not in a very New York style kind of downtown, but I'm in a very humble, low-key kind of a place. But with time, I started to notice that if there is no skyscraper, then what else is there, actually? And I started to realize the lakes, the nature, the beautiful landscapes. And that was the time that I realized that, okay, it was not a mistake. Scenery-wise, it was not a mistake. Even though one thing that I was expecting is not here, but there is plenty more beautiful stuff here.
Soheib Khan, how did you manage to integrate into the Finnish culture and community?
I have had some positive things to say and some things that have been my weakness or mistakes. So positive things are that in 20 years ago, I did not have too many foreigners here. There were a limited number of foreigner students coming, and also Finnish society was relatively new to seeing foreigners. So I was very exotic for everybody. I was like somebody like unique. And I used that in a way that I interacted with people and people were actually genuinely interested in getting to know this new mysterious exotic guy. And I ended up making loads of Finnish friends. I got to be part of their family circles, their friend circles, learned how they live, how the society works. So I got like a sponge, lots of information about the socio-cultural side. And also the religious side. I'm not a religious person, but I'm a good observer of how different religions work and how people follow and believes in their religion. So I soaked up lots of information. But then the mistake that I did is that in the very early few years, I didn't learn the Finnish language. And I thought that I have time and I can take it slow. But later, luckily I got into a very good job situation and my workload increased and I was at the same time studying but also working professionally, and career aims started piling up. And then with age comes the family side, the other responsibilities. So I struggled with the language side, and I felt like that was, if I could have done it better in the early years, especially first 3 years are, I think, critical. So, but I still understand enough that I can communicate. I have been living here without problem. And I think that from a point of view of integration, I'm very well integrated. I'm always in the Tori. I'm always in any place where I see people are, whatever they are doing, I'm usually part of that. You will be surprised how many people in Kuopio know me by face, at least, because I'm a constant presence everywhere, not hiding in my home or just hanging out with my fellow foreigners or fellow Pakistanis, but also mostly in the Finnish side.
In your opinion, what are the key factors that help international students feel welcome and integrate in the new country?
I think that first thing that is the basic key is that the foreigner, the immigrant who comes, it should be an openness from their side that they want to integrate, they want to get to know the Finnish culture. So that's the starting point. Because if that part is closed, then no matter how friendly or receptive and welcoming the host Finnish side is, it cannot work. So I would like suggest my immigrant community, my fellow Pakistanis and all the other immigrant communities, to be a bit more active and open in seeking out Finnish people who are of the same nature and get to know them and be easy. Because even though nowadays there are lots more foreigners than 20 years ago, but there is still kind of a gap between the Finnish side and the immigrant side. And here I would like to mention that it's not always just about the social and cultural integration, but it is also equally important to have financial integration. And lately I'm seeing that the immigrants financially are way lower than the local host native Finnish population. And this society is built and runs on the concepts of equality, the social welfare state. But then this inequality is slowly increasing every year. And I hope not, but someday it will be so visible that this whole concept of equality will be kind of damaged in the society as a whole. So if government, if the municipalities, if all the employment side of the system, if they can kind of effort a bit more on using effectively these foreigner community, these foreigner talents, there are so many highly educated people, I think that we can bring that confidence and that equality back. And that will automatically help in the integration as well. So this is one way of thinking that I wanted to share.
Soheb Khan, if we change the questions appositive, how we can we all make the immigrants and international students welcome to Finland? How we can help them feel that they are welcome to Finland, yeah, and Kuopio?
You can help them by more opening up to reverse integration as well. So it is, of course, the main thing is integration of immigrants to this community, but maybe 5% also in reverse integration, that Finnish people also get a bit more interested in getting to know us also. Because we are not coming from waste, barren lands and just deserts and mountains, but we also come from populations. We also have our own culture, our identity, our strengths and weaknesses. So if I'm not saying that this is the main thing, but even if 5% reverse integration also happens, that Finnish people get to see us and see that what are our qualities that they can also share with their families and their kids maybe, that would be awesome. So two-way street will make us also more wanted. You know, we will feel that it's not just that we need to learn about you, but we are also at least little bit important that somebody wants to know us also. Sometimes I feel like it's so one-sided and the focus is so much only on one-sided integration, of course, because we are the outsiders coming here. So it makes sense, but still, like, it should be a little bit reverse integration as well. I don't know if it is a controversial topic or not, but maybe just a tiny bit.
Sohaib, you are from Pakistan. What have been some of the most significant cultural differences you have observed between Pakistan and Finland?
Well, I have to say honestly that the honesty is the main difference. Unfortunately, my own country is not at that level of honesty that can be ideally achieved, and that I see in everyday life in my fellow Finns. So this is something that I have learned myself to be more honest, and also I hope that the society back home in Pakistan can get better in this. We are a huge population, more than 200 million people in Pakistan alone. And then we have India and Bangladesh and Nepal and Bhutan, and this whole region is full of people. So there, even more than the tiny 5 million Finnish people, there it is more needed to be honest in our every little and big things. And that is the big thing that I think that I noticed, and I realized that there is a lot of difference between Finland and Pakistan, for example. But then I also, of course, there are tons more differences also that I noticed in every aspect of life. The one important thing I learned is that in Pakistan, if we succeed, it's an individual success story. That person who is individually smart and brilliant will make its way. But here in Finland, people follow system, and even an average person can reach a house, a car, all these materialistic happy life situations by following the system. So this is again a big difference. Imagine if the system is strong, just like in Finland, also in Pakistan, more and more talented people can get ahead and make their lives and society's life better. So the whole system versus kind of a chaotic situation exists dichotomously between the two sides.
Sahib Khan, you work in the University of Eastern Finland. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit your work, what you do in the university?
I'm actually, by background, I'm a medical doctor. So I graduated in 2003 from Pakistan, one of the top medical colleges of Pakistan. And then I was working in the public sector, in private sector. So I gained lots of clinical experience. Then I came here to do this Master's of Science degree in public health. Then I did my doctorate in public health. So my Finnish friends jokingly call me Tupla Tohtori. So I'm a Tupla Tohtori. And then finally I was too old to study anymore, so they made me a teacher. So for the last 18 years, I'm teaching subject of public health to Master's of Science degree, the same degree that I came to study. Now I teach that as one of the teachers, and also I have PhD students, and we also get students from the nursing department. I also give lectures sometimes to the medical school students. So different students join up. European exchange students regularly are in our classes. So I teach the subject of public health, which is about prevention and control of diseases. And just like an example is COVID-19. Mm. So that is my subject, how to deal with these kind of epidemics and pandemics.
Mm. So have you been here in Kuopio past 20 years. Yeah. How about the future? Is you stay in Kuopio or what kind of plans you have for future?
I'm getting old. I came as a 24 years old and now I'm turning 45 this month. So definitely with age, thinkings change. Also, I'm going through health issues and that also makes you think. So I'm at the moment not having any plans to leave anywhere. I do visit my country, Pakistan, to see my mother and rest of the family, like my brothers. But every time I'm there, I miss Kuopio and my home. So 20 years is almost half my life in total. So it is so long time that I'm not 100% Pakistani anymore. Things have changed there in my absence that are new for me. So I don't have like a home or a feeling of a home back there. So this feeling is something that took time, 20 years of my investing my life, my best years of my life, my youth here. So this is definitely my home, the only place where I get the feeling of home. So I'm never gonna be disconnected from Kuopio or Finland. And at the moment, I don't have any plans to go. I have my job contract is still my retirement. I should start buying a plot in the cemetery in advance to get good price. So I think I will be here for a long time.
Thank you, Saheb Khan, visiting in our radio show Talent Talks. And I wish you good year and everything good.
Thank you for inviting me. Anybody can contact me through my email, my work email, or find me in Tori Coffee House, anywhere. Come talk to me about any topic. I will be happy. Thank you very much.